The reason it's called Cape Patterson is because that's where Australia's first dinosaur fossil was found. So, you know, that was the start of dinosaurs
Australia.
I try and make my books as realistic as possible, like what is most likely to happen in every situation.
So, well, obviously,
if aliens were going to visit us, like, would they visit us today? Well, in all the span of hundreds of millions of years, why today? Why not like 100 million years ago? Mm. And hey, if they visited us 100 million years ago, what would they come up against? Well, dinosaurs.
Yeah, and so it's a place where there's a lot of digging going on, isn't there? Yeah.
So the first book actually starts 100 million years ago, and the aliens land, and they think, you know, they think this planet's got a lot of biomass. And yeah, sure, it's got biomass, big, great, big dinosaurs.
Yeah, right.
So it starts a daughter of a paleontologist. She's digging in the ground with helping her father, and she uncovers a knowledge tablet. So a smooth surface, it looks like some slate or something. She digs it up, and she doesn't know really how it works, and she opens it up, and it's solar power. So eventually, after a while, it starts playing these videos. And the videos are like dinosaur footage. Like, this is real footage of the dinosaurs.
Fantastic.
And then it's like how to make a spaceship. And she actually has the operational instructions on building a spaceship.
So, what a good story. I want to read this. Don't say any more.
Oh, all right.
This is a fantastic premise for a story, isn't it?
This is great.
You've got my imagination absolutely rolling. Yeah, so she finds this, and that's the start of the adventures.